I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Pro Wrestling Show, and coming up today we preview the biggest independent wrestling show the UK has seen for 30 years, 3 decades. Cannot wait for Progress at Wembley on Sunday. Plus we will talk about the latest from the WWE. We're going to hear from AJ Styles and Elias. Just double checking with John which interviews are running today, and talk a bit about the new game. That's all coming up here on the Pro Wrestling Show.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
What does WWE stand for?
Wait with Elias, which is what I did while I was waiting for him to get interviewed by a load of German people at the Performance Centre.
Excellent.
More on that in a bit.
This is the Pro Wrestling Show in association with TalkSport. Will Gavin, John Jackson here alongside me. And it's, I mean, pretty much this show is what it says on the tin. We'll do a couple of bits of news, but generally we're going to ignore the latest SmackDowns, Raws. We'll do a Super Showdown preview show next week to talk about that and how we felt about the build to it, etc. We'll get into that and we'll talk some Evolution and stuff as well, I'm sure. But today is all about the new game, WWE 2K19. We're going to hear from AJ Styles telling John all about the new game and the Million Dollar Challenge, plus Elias apparently in character.
Elias does it. He's one of those wrestlers that doesn't drop character. I kind of get it. Because if Elias was just sitting there going, yeah, what's up, and wasn't that arrogant musician genius that he portrays on TV, it would be a little bit weird. He stayed in full character. The best part of the interview, if I do say so myself, is I questioned him why he chose to sing Angels at the O2 recently. Because, you know, he's sung Wonderwall before, and I get it. Wonderwall is an internationally known song. Is Angels by Robbie Williams a song to sing at a wrestling show? It is not!
It's pretty famous, but
he's got a good answer, though.
It's also dreadful. Well, that's a nice tease for later.
Yeah.
Radio terms.
Stop doing radio, Will. This is not radio anymore.
No, it really isn't. John, what's your week look like?
My week looks like work, wedding, Progress on Sunday.
Oh, I'm so excited about Sunday. 8 matches, 4 titles being defended, a Thunder Bastard. We've got people potentially being retired. We've got the biggest match in European wrestling history.
A big battle royale.
Oh, and so it's going to be great.
And hopefully, I'm hoping for people to turn up and maybe like surprise people. I don't know how much that will happen.
Oh, I just remembered as well, we've got the
last ever Matt Riddle.
Last ever Matt Riddle match as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a great one.
It's going to be very good.
On Sunday, we'll go and we'll have a sit down. Beforehand, they've kind of invited members of the press along. We'll be doing a bit of press beforehand. So we get a chance to speak with Jim or Glenn. One of the two will be coming up to the press room. I just want to know what that feeling was like when they walk into Wembley Arena and see the Progress ring in there for the first time. It's just craziness.
I imagine it's similar to when... Actually, no, I reckon no. It's actually not similar. It's the opposite to when they saw the receipt for when they booked Wembley Arena. Imagine seeing... I don't know how much it costs.
The exact opposite feeling.
We're thinking tens of thousands of pounds to book that arena. That must have been pretty shocking. That's putting your money where your mouth is when it comes to your product, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting.
I mean, what a year for independent wrestling with All In and Progress Wembley.
Oh, that's quite a comparison to say that.
Yeah, but they're both kind of, you know, they're not massive mainstream organisations putting on huge, great shows. It's good.
It's very good.
Big fan of it.
I think they did an interview with Tyler Bate online the other day, and Tyler Bate suggested it's the biggest genuinely independent wrestling company in the world right now. And I actually think with... PWG wouldn't do a show this big. Well, the Battle of Los Angeles was recently. I've not seen the on demand for that yet. I don't even know if it's up yet. But the Battle of Los Angeles kicked off recently. They did that in a bigger venue, but nothing compared to Wembley. WXW wouldn't do anything that big. Maybe WWN would for like Mania weekend or something, but not. You think about that hall we went to in New Orleans. It's nothing compared to
that
Wembley
was like
Arena.
That's like a sort of college gym, wasn't it?
You'll think we saw NXT London Takeover in that same venue, and now we're going to be going there to see Progress Wrestling.
It's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really pleased for everyone involved because it really is. It's a company built on having a good time, and obviously their tagline is "Don't be a dick," and that's all you need to say.
Which is why John has had his ticket rescinded. So we're going to hear from AJ Styles coming up shortly. We're going to hear from Elias coming up shortly. First, is there anything from the WWE? Is there any news from the world of wrestling that you do want to talk about before we... Like, we're not going to go through the weekly TV and stuff. I'm at this point now. Raw was the least watched Raw in the history of Raw. And one person who didn't watch it was this guy, two thumbs at me. I watched the NFL Monday Night Football.
I watched both.
I normally go back and then watch the wrestling afterwards.
iPad, mate. Get an iPad.
I didn't this week.
Change your life. You can watch things at the same time as your TV and you can take it to the toilet.
I mean, I've got a phone for doing that.
All right, mate.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So was there anything that you wanted to cover off from the world of wrestling this week?
Well, everyone is talking about one thing and one thing only, and it's dragging on, and the people involved haven't really spoken about it, and that is, of course, Brie Bella.
Bella.
Well, yeah. And it was kind of bad, wasn't it? And obviously that happened on Raw, but you've seen the clip of that, surely.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
The moment itself is absolutely horrendous. When she then drags her to the corner afterwards and she collapses twice getting there is even more horrendous. And then what hasn't been talked about a huge amount, but is, I think, even worse than any of it combined, is you've decided to stay kayfabe and get her to the corner and make her make a tag, right?
Mm-hmm.
She then tags back in and does another spot.
What's that all about?
Rather than just being seen to by EMTs at ringside. It's like, for a company that have had situations like Daniel Bryan in recent years, like Chris Benoit, apparently his brain was like that of an 80-year-old man's when he had his autopsy after, you know, the horrendous way that his life ended and the life of those around him. And yet they think this is an acceptable way to treat a superstar. And the other thing that's annoyed me is, do you know what you are allowed to do? You're allowed to slag off Brie Bella. Not like her wrestling style, her ability. You're allowed to say that WWE have raced to throw these people back in for the sake of the Evolution event. You're not calling that person a terrible person. You're not suggesting they injured them on purpose. You're saying that that's the third major botch in a couple of weeks. That's a pro. And if you include the elbow to... the elbow to Ruby Riott as well, which was incredibly stiff. The fact that she nearly ruined the ending of a match at Hell in the Cell, she shouldn't be in a ring. She's not at the level she was when she left wrestling, which I didn't even think was that high a level then anyway.
And the problem is that her confidence now must be shot to S because of all these things. Like, so where does she go from here as a performer? Like,
I wouldn't be surprised if what they do with her for the match at... Because the match at Evolution for them is the Riot Squad versus those two and Ronda, is it? I don't know if I got that wrong.
Or was it Natalya?
Natalya, maybe.
I think it's Natalya.
Is it? I'm going to double check that because
I've got Google in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, at Super Showdown, obviously, they're there as well, aren't they, against the Riot Squad?
Or was it Super Showdown I'm talking about?
I think it might be that. It's a three-way, isn't it?
Definitely talking about Super Showdown.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, not Evolution at all. Their match at Super Showdown, let's pretend that didn't just happen, and if I'm not lazy, I'll edit it out. I'm not going to edit it out. Their match at Super Showdown is the two of them and Ronda versus the Riot Squad. I think they will get her in the ring, have her as the downtrodden face, the one that ends up staying in the ring for ages and gets kept in the corner and beaten up so she's not kind of forced into too much offense, gets the hot tag, because you want the hot tag to be to either Nikki or Ronda anyway. No one's going, oh, get Brie mode in the match.
Yeah, no, I get that. Think about this. If that was just a live event, then that match would have been stopped straight away.
100%.
Surely.
100%.
The other weird thing was, because I was watching Monday Night Football while I was watching it, and obviously there was an important, like, it was in the red zone or something, I kind of missed it live, and I just saw it at the end where Michael Cole was kind of covering for them, and Michael Cole was obviously being told what to say from backstage, and he was going, oh yeah, Liv Morgan's been removed from the arena, she's gone backstage, and it cut to her sitting at the side of ringside with a doctor, which was, I mean, that was, it was just all handled really bafflingly.
Poorly
and
indeed.
I know lots of people have spoken about this, like Taz has spoken about this on a podcast, and Corey Graves has been very vocal on Twitter, and he's saying, as someone who's had his career ended by someone making a mistake, that he's kind of got no heat on Brie. Because mistakes happen.
If they were going to bring them back, you get them into house shows, you get them working night in, night out, you get them back up to scratch. Don't just throw them into big matches on Raw, and then when things go wrong, you go, oh, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I know. It's a weird one, isn't it? It'd be interesting to see where it goes from here and how soon she's back. Because after those two botches that she did in that one match with the dives, I kind of thought, oh, what's going to go on here? But she kind of got back in
night. Who booked that match to have her doing dives where she looked like she hadn't practiced? Why was she allowed to do a second one after she'd done the first one? It baffles the mind.
She doesn't boggles. She looks like she's not. I've not been a wrestler, but I think you have to, if you're going to do something, you commit and do it properly, because I think when you hesitate is when it goes wrong, because you know you're not fully committing to the move. And she looked like she hesitated in those two things and in everything else. Maybe not in this thing with Liv Morgan, but in everything else, she's kind of looked hesitant, and that's not good. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see where it goes.
There's also a Ring of Honor pay-per-view this weekend, just to highlight that for people who are going to be following it. It's going to be well worth a watch, because it's essentially Bullet Club against Chaos. So you're going to have Okada, Trent Barretta, Tomohiro Ishii, Rocky Romero and Chucky T going up against the Young Bucks, Cody, Marty Skrull and Hangman Page. In addition to that, a tables match with Flip Gordon and Colt Cabana against Bully Ray and Silas Young. You're going to have Kenny King going up against Jushin Liger, Sumi Sanaki going up against Tennille Dashwood, Punishment Martinez against Chris Sabin, the Briscoes, who by the way are coming over to do ICW in December for their bigger thing at the Hydro. They're going to be fighting for the tag titles at that, against the Addiction and a Jay Lethal against Will Ospreay championship match. That is a great card.
That is, and on Sunday it's Will Ospreay versus Marty Skrull.
Oh,
probably my two favourite independent wrestlers, unless you're classing Chris Jericho as an independent wrestler now.
I think I might be at this point.
Yeah. Well, he's apparently... is he fighting Evil?
He's not listening.
Not
on
this.
Event.
No, in New Japan. That's the apparently.
Oh,
that's who he's defending his title against next. Yeah.
Have they announced where or when?
It's just a rumour.
Right. Yeah,
I've just been reading the room as well.
He had a little tete-a-tete with Evil after the match where he won the Intercontinental Championship. And they did kind of tease that, but it hasn't gone anywhere since. But it's the nature of his contract with them. They've put a belt on him, despite the fact he'll only appear 7 or 8 times a year. Why would any wrestling company do that? Seems stupid.
Yeah, seems like a weird idea, that. Also, WWE have apparently met with Impact this week, haven't they? And no one really knows why, and everyone's online is just speculating about why they're doing it.
A little behind closed doors
and
business
come out,
action.
Has it? Nothing else has come out about that. So if anyone was there... like anyone would be there.
At Pro Wrestle Show on Twitter.
I mean, look, you have to look at the facts. Apparently, Vince wasn't there, Triple H wasn't there, but representatives of Triple H were there. So it can't have been that important.
No, doesn't sound that important.
Something else from independent wrestling I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The former Norwich City striker, Grant Holt.
It was a textbook dropkick.
He did such a good dropkick. I was watching it going, Grant Holt's a wrestler now. This is hilarious. They let him win. I don't know if they let him win.
Grant Holt will be coming on the show at some point, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got his number?
Yeah.
Of course you have. Grant Holt.
It's my job. Yeah, why is that shock to you?
Grant Holt, he strikes me as someone that hasn't probably done as much training as he needs to, because I think they've announced that he's coming back in June. So he's got a good 7 or 8 months to go. But yeah. He won like a Royal Rumble. How are they allowed to call it a Royal Rumble?
I don't think they did call it a Royal Rumble.
I think the news, BBC News, called it Royal Rumble.
Yeah, over the top rope battle royale is what it's normally referred to outside of
good. Well, he won
WWE
one of those
circles
with a textbook dropkick. He did the thing where he went over the top rope and held on, and like his feet nearly touched the ground, but they didn't. And then he went to pull himself back up over the top rope, you know, like, I don't know, any wrestler would, and he couldn't quite do it.
Amazing.
It's someone who'd been eliminated had to push him up.
Absolutely,
which was
amazing.
I think quite funny. But then Grant Holt never really had abs when he was a footballer, so why would he have abs now?
There's Grant Holt's number. I knew I had Grant Holt's
good,
number.
Right, so we've confirmed that Grant, he might be on the show.
It's listed as Grant Holt, Norwich.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm going to make sure, I'm going to give him a text later. Say, King saw of- your dropkick. Great work, mate.
King of Norwich.
He will be. That's what he'll be crowned after he wins some title.
It's like King of the Ring
next year.
King of Norwich.
King of the Norwich. WWE 2K is out. The Deluxe and Collector's Edition is out in just a week's time on October the 5th. Then on the Monday, October 9th, the Standard Edition is released. Some game, further game details were announced today as the embargo was lifted. Some changes to the Universe Mode, new customization options to make it possible to assign multiple women's titles or tag titles to a show. Money in the Bank briefcases will be fully customizable. New championship divisions, new superstar profiles, custom match tables, which I was quite excited about.
A lot of people are excited about the new briefcase that you can design yourself.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. It's a Money in the Bank briefcase that you can make your own Money in the Bank briefcase. Why wouldn't you be excited about that?
There's also a Ric Flair edition of the game, which I think costs quite a lot of money, and it has a piece of the googling it straight away. It has a piece of one of Ric Flair's robes, one of two robes that he wore towards the end of his career in WWE. As well as that, it's got a replica Ric Flair Hall of Fame ring and a limited edition Ric Flair Funko Pop.
It's £139.99.
But is that worth it? It's got to be worth it to have a bit of Ric Flair history in your life.
I'm kind of tempted.
You're going to buy that, aren't you? You like a Funko Pop and you like Ric Flair, so I think you're sold. I don't know how big the piece of material from one of his robes is. Like, if you think about it, there's probably quite a few games with that robe, so it's probably like a square inch.
So, deluxe copy of the game with deluxe edition packaging, season pass content, pre-order bonus playable characters, Rey Mysterio, Ronda Rousey.
You're effectively listening to a man looking
on Amazon
right now.
Digital content, supercard content, premium packaging, an individually numbered WWE Hall of Fame replica ring, exclusive commemorative plaque featuring a piece of a robe actually worn by Ric Flair, exclusive styling and profiling Ric Flair Funko doll. I mean,
why haven't you bought it now? Why is that not on Amazon Prime immediately?
I just clicked on it and a big picture of Dusty Rhodes came up.
Oh,
by the way, from your visit to the... So we're also going to talk about this now because we weren't allowed to talk about it last week because there was still an embargo on it. One thing that I did notice from seeing our friends that give me sports videos from the Performance Centre is the place where they practice their promos. So the place where they press their promos, if you notice in the top right hand corner, there is a Dusty Rhodes doll, like a puppet of Dusty Rhodes in his polka dots, like he's looking over you while you're doing your promos. I thought that was absolutely lovely. I was a really, really big fan of that.
There's a couple of signs of Dusty. There's obviously the, I think it's been tweeted quite a lot, there's a sort of wall of Dusty stuff. There's the big Dusty Rhodes trophy, and there's you know, like a wall of his quotes and a wall of pictures and things, and obviously his presence is still there, and they sort of, you know, it looks over all the rings in the Performance Centre, and that's really cool. But yeah, when we first went in, we met outside by Prince Albert.
Did you actually meet? Let's say,
yeah, I met Prince Albert.
Negotiate yourself to the large man with the three-striped beard.
We got off a bus and we were told we'd be met by trainers. And we were like, it better be Prince Albert.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
And out marched Prince Albert with Sarah Amato, who was the loveliest person in the world.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I'm delighted.
Everyone was chatting to Prince Albert. Let's call him Matt Bloom. Everyone was chatting to Matt Bloom.
It's because it's his name.
I think it's his name since he took out the piercing. And Sarah Amato, who obviously, like a lot of the female wrestlers who have come to NXT give a lot of credit to, was the nicest woman in the world. Everyone kind of crowded around Matt, and I kind of stuck with her and asked her just every question I've ever had about wrestling, training. We were watching Ricochet practicing some high spots in a specially designed ring they have that has like five times the amount of padding.
Right, okay.
He was working...
By the way, I will say it again. I've literally never been more jealous of you than I am.
I'm really sorry.
Went to the Performance Center.
I hope one day that you may break in or become a wrestler yourself and do it. And that was like the first thing we saw, and it was basically, I wasn't allowed... We were told what we were allowed and what we weren't allowed to film, and I accidentally filmed this because there was a bit of a confusion, and I filmed Ricochet and someone that you might have seen Ricochet feuding with recently, both practicing some high spots with a new guy, and I was asking who this new guy was, and you know, he's not a wrestler, he's a former USA gymnast. And Sarah,
he was one of the, I know the guy you mean, one of the new collection that came in earlier this year.
Yeah, and Sarah was telling me how, I asked basically, I said, do you put this guy with Ricochet? Because obviously this guy's a gymnast, he's very agile, he's going to do some high flying stuff. And she actually said kind of no, not really. It was kind of something that the more experienced performers have kind of taken the younger guys under their wings.
Oh, that's amazing.
Him and, I mean, Ricochet was working with Velveteen Dream. Let's break the spoiler. He was working with Velveteen Dream, who, you know, isn't as experienced himself. So I think...
No, not at all.
It was kind of like three stages. It was like Ricochet, who's obviously very experienced, still learning and still practicing things, with then Velveteen Dream sort of trying things that Ricochet was maybe showing him. And then this new guy was just trying things of his own. And it was really interesting to see. And I've got like a 2-second video. I'm not probably allowed to share it, but if you DM me, I'll probably show it to you.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it.
No, so. I've not shown it yet. And that was really cool. But when we went in, we walked through like the medical bit, and it's just like the coolest place. I said to one of the guys from Gimme Sport that I would just be a cleaner there, just so I could go and just hang out. We weren't allowed to film anything in the medical bit, but like, you just got people like Adam Cole getting rubbed down. And
I'm not surprised you're not allowed to film that.
Yeah, of course. Tegan Knox was there, who I had a chat with, played the Welsh card. She didn't really care. But like, she's obviously there. She's just had knee surgery because she's ripped her knee apart in the Mae Young Classic, and she's broken the top of her leg. And she was, you know, in great spirits. And she just said that being at the Performance Centre kind of makes these things better, because you're just hanging out with mates. And as much as she can't do any performing, you know, she can still do some upper body training and stuff. But just being there is cool. And we just got led into the gym, and straight away I was wondering like how many wrestlers would actually be there, and straight away you've got like War Raiders just both doing weights in the corner, and one of the trainers was sort of explaining how it all works, and basically they do a session in the rings, and then later on in the day the men have a couple of hours for the gym that's assigned to them, and then the women have a couple of hours, and then it's just free for all after that. And obviously Sarah Amato was sort of saying this, that the more you're seen in the gym, it's probably a good thing, because, you know, you're keen and you're practicing. And we're just in the gym, and you've got like Lars Sullivan just bashing out weights. And it's just so surreal, because it's like you're walking, you know them all, but they don't know you, and you're kind of spying on their day. And it's just very strange. And then you go into the big room that you've probably seen on, like, is it Proving Ground, Breaking Ground?
Yeah, I know
ground?
The one you mean. Yeah.
That thing with the bloke what wrestled
Proving Ground, yeah.
Wrestled alligators.
Yeah.
That guy. You'll have seen the Performance Centre, and it's like seven rings, with one main ring in the middle with a ramp, and so they can practice, and all these different rings, and we were told which ring we could film and which we couldn't. The one in the middle we couldn't film because it basically had all of the male talent from NXT TV that you'd see working on spots for the upcoming matches. So I'm talking Undisputed Era. Lars Sullivan came over, Aleister Black was there hobbling a little bit, but obviously sort of back learning what they were going to be doing. And it's just weird. It's the weirdest thing. And then they split the talent into beginners, intermediates, and then I guess sort of TV talent. And in the intermediate ring, which was nearest to us, you've got Keith Lee there. You've got, is it Marcel? What's he called himself
Lee.
Now? Marcel Bethel?
No, his actual name.
Yeah. The fella from Ring.
Yeah,
Camp.
Marcel Bartel.
Bartel, that's it. And they're doing like just ring conditioning and sort of doing rolls. And Keith Lee was there. And like, he's not the most agile man in the world, but he's giving it a
he's
good
shot.
He's
agile for a big man.
Well, that's what I mean. But like, compared to what these guys, they're doing like, you know, they were just learning to roll, but some of them were doing, like, you know, they're being fancy for the guests in there. But, you know, Keith Lee.
What,
just
being fancy for you?
Yeah, I know. Why? And it's just mad. But the most mad thing is that I saw the beginners rings, and Matt Riddle's in the beginners ring, and I'm like, hang on a minute, that's Matt Riddle there, he's only just started, it's his first week. And in the women's ring, you've got Marty Scurll's girlfriend Deonna, what's her name,
Perazzo.
I can't do Italian names, not very good. And they're in the beginning, so I asked Sarah Amato, and she said, oh yeah, whenever you come to NXT, no matter who you are, what you've done, and like all of the big indie people, you always start in the beginners thing. And it's like, I think it's very good that it doesn't seem like there's any egos there. I'm sure there are people that probably get on more than with other people than others and everything, and there's, you know, there's always going to be rivalry, but I think it's really healthy, and I think it's a really good place for them to start out doing doing the beginners classes, you know, and I think they rely on people like Matt Riddle and that to sort of maybe help out some of the actual beginners that mm-hmm. are there from maybe other sports. There's a lot of sort of ex-American footballers, isn't there? And a lot of ex sort of gymnasts and martial artists. And I think, you know, it seems like a very healthy place. And and then you know, AJ Styles turns up. And you're like, and he's just...
Right, when AJ Styles turns up, do any of the other wrestlers react to that? Because AJ Styles isn't necessarily going to be somebody who's around the performance centre that often.
He strikes me as a very private man. I've met him once before in like incognito, and he was very much wanting to be hidden. And he did, you know, he turned up, he's wearing a hoodie and he's wearing a cap. It's just the fact that, you know, you don't miss AJ Styles. But he kind of came in, and I don't think most of the people, because they were doing their ring workouts, they didn't really notice him. But, you know, he was there and he was just chatting to some guys. He was chatting to Adam Cole. Like, and it's just very weird to be in what is their safe space.
Yeah.
And it's even weirder when... So basically, they cut to long story short, they did. They put on a very small event for us. So everyone sat around, all the press.
Well, you got to watch wrestling?
Yeah, yeah. All the press sat around. And there's only like 20, 25 of us with a lot of WWE officials to make sure we weren't doing the wrong thing.
Or filming or anything. Yeah,
basically. And we all started filming this and they're like, no. And the interesting thing is that everyone stopped wrestling in the rings and everyone stood around and watched. And people were clapping, cheering and getting into it.
That's great.
It seemed genuine as well.
That's so cool.
Three matches for us. It was very much developmental talent. The main event was Heavy Machinery versus, I can't remember their names, but one of the guys is an Indian guy. It's a new tag team on NXT. I should have watched NXT recently.
Yeah,
they've debuted on TV in the last couple of weeks.
It's fine.
And it was really good. And it was like a proper comedy match. Because obviously, like, Heavy Machinery were just...
They did a load of great comedy stuff when we were at Download as well.
Basically, they just did that again. And it was really cool. And I think that because it was a games launch, there were a lot of people there that actually had never watched wrestling. Like, properly.
Yeah.
And actually gave them a good taste. And then we were just kind of let loose on the game for 2 hours.
It makes me angry that there are games people there who haven't watched wrestling before at the performance centre.
And then you're here.
When I wasn't there.
You know.
I was in here. Just...
I'm sorry. I mean, to be honest, yeah, there's only a couple, but yeah. Then what they did is they wheeled out the talent, which was Johnny Gargano, Alexa Bliss, Elias...
I was disappointed we didn't get to get Johnny Gargano because he was superb when we got him back at Download.
Well, that would be Give Me Sport taking too long with Johnny Gargano. So at Give Me Sport _WWE.
Send them all the abuse.
It was interesting. And I've got a video of this and we will share this on the account because I can now. They basically lined up the talent for a bit of a photo call. But rather than have them just stand there, they watched their entrances for the first time.
Right. Okay.
And it was hilarious because they obviously set matches up in three out of the five matches that started. Three of them got jumped on their entrance, so they couldn't watch their entrance. So Alexa Bliss is there getting battered by Nikki Bella and she's like, what's going on?
That's amazing. That's so funny.
Johnny Gargano was one of the ones whose character went to the ring and then it was there and they were standing there and he just went, well, I'm just going to play it. So everyone just watched Johnny Gargano beating up the computer.
Amazing.
As himself. And he was amazed. And actually, this is like, I haven't talked about the game yet, but he was amazed at how realistic it was. And we're here with Baron Corbin, which will play out next week on the show. He was saying that... there were moves that are part of his skill set that they've recreated that he forgot he even did. And he's like, hang on, I haven't done that for like 2 years. I should probably do that again.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
But weirdly, they didn't have bold Baron Corbin. They had like traditional lone wolf Baron Corbin. So it'd be interesting to see if they've changed that in like the first patch that comes out with the game.
Because
obviously there's a cutoff time. A lot of people were asking the talent about why certain members of the roster...
The talent...
aren't on the game. No one gave us a definitive answer. Kind of got the feeling that NXT superstars aren't paid as much as the WWE superstars for being in the game.
Oh, and that's hugely awkward.
And that's why a couple of them maybe aren't in the game. But that is pure speculation. And, you know, that's not what anyone told us. But that is something that a few people there had heard. But yeah, then we were just let loose on the game, which was amazing, mainly because people like Ricochet and Velveteen Dream and Bianca Belair, they just came and sat and played with us. So, like, I was just watching Velveteen Dream playing as, I think it was Dusty, just playing against Ricochet. And it's just, again, it's like, I don't need to play the game. I'll watch these two amazing wrestlers playing a wrestling game.
Were they any good at the game?
They were all, I mean, honestly, Velveteen Dream probably sat there for 2 hours.
Oh, really?
We were in the building for 5 hours. But I think he's on legitimately, whether he's trying to get out of doing like cardio or something, but he played for 2 hours.
The more you're seen there, the better. But ideally not playing video games the entire time.
I know. And watching Bianca Belair win as herself, the reaction she gave was mad. She literally went nuts.
She seems like a lot of fun. Like, you get the impression
she's
pretty cool.
You could tell she was amazed. Hang on. Not only am I a wrestler, not only am I working for WWE and NXT, not only am I like in this performance center, which is like state of the art, but also I'm in a game now and I can play as myself. Like, I think it just kind of, you could just tell that she was just living the dream, and it was really cool. And you know what? The game was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really excited. I haven't played it yet. So I am very excited for next week when some people have already got their hands on a review copy. I am all over that when I get the opportunity to.
Yeah. It's getting the man cave.
Yeah. Got a new projector for the man cave.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Talking about the game, by the way, they had a lot of developers there who obviously talked to us about the game. And the big focus on this, and a lot of the superstars said this, was that they've tried to make the game more fun. I think that the good thing about WWE 2K and the team behind it is that they do listen to the fans. And I think a lot of people said, especially with the career mode, it's really clunky. There's a lot of time wasted, like walking from place to place. Even in ring, it's a little bit clunky. I play the game a little bit because obviously, you know, we're playing the game, but also I'm there to sort of take in what's going on and speak to the superstars. So I didn't play it as much as some people did. And it seems like the game plays a lot smoother. So I think it's going to be, I think it's a huge upgrade on the last few 2K games. So I'm really looking forward to sort of playing it properly. And it really is a lot more fun with the amount of stuff you can customize and the amount of different scenarios you can now have with an extended career mode with 1,000 new lines of dialogue recorded by the superstars themselves. It's good. It's going to be a laugh.
I'm very, very excited. And we will do, obviously, a full review of the game as and when we get our hands on
it.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we get to play all the different modes, etc. And we really get nailed down on it. Particularly excited to play as the British talent. And I am definitely, if we get to see a chance to see Tyler or Pete this weekend, going to ask them about that. And if we get a chance to see Trent, I'm going to also ask him about it and be like, Trent.
Absolutely.
Come on. Get on them. Downloadable content. Trent 7. Mustache Mountain entrance with the rolling in and the towels and everything. That'd be lovely.
Did you see that British Strong Style went to watch Wolves in the Carabao Cup?
Yeah.
And they came out and had a photo shoot on the pitch. Like, no one in the ground at Molyneux.
I was going to say, did they actually... They came out and did a thing out on the pitch, like you say. Did they do anything other than that? Did they, like, get introduced to the crowd or anything?
I think they did, yeah. But the most amazing thing is that they obviously came out to the song Sledgehammer.
Yeah, they did.
And Tyler Bate wore a sheepskin coat. Probably fake sheep, I'd imagine.
Motti.
Everyone's calling him Motti.
That's fantastic.
I think it's brilliant. We'll hear from AJ Styles in a minute. And speaking of British talent, there's a little bit of a mention of British talent there. And I think you'll like what he says towards the end.
Do we want to hear from him now?
Well, you can hear from him now if you want.
Let's hear from AJ Styles.
Here you go. This is AJ Styles at the Performance Centre. AJ Styles, the face of the game.
Yeah.
The cover.
Yeah, that's really just the cover.
Am I right in thinking that means that you can walk into any game store in the world and just not have to pay?
I would like to think that I could walk into any game store in the world because I have a show on Up Up Down Down called Retro Styles. That's what I'd like to think. But it probably has a lot to do with the fact that I'm on WWE 2K19.
I would imagine so. In the future, we actually met before. We've met in Nottingham in a game store. The shop is called Game. Oh. You were deep undercover. I'm talking hood up.
Oh, really?
Cap on.
Oh, shoot.
But you were checking out games. So I know you're a legit gaming fan.
I am, man. I enjoy it. And sometimes I don't even go in there to buy anything. I just go to see what they got, you know. I just want to see what everybody's into right now. You know, that's fun for me. I'm just a gamer. I'm just a nerd, dude, just like everybody else.
We're all nerds.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Embrace the nerdiness.
Everybody's a nerd these days.
So, obviously, you're the face of the game on the cover. Have you actually played the game much
I
yet
have,
yourself?
I have not. I have literally played zero.
Okay.
So I can't help you there.
Do you imagine you're as phenomenal on the game as you are in real life? You've got to be, right?
I suck at this game. Don't tell the kids who's going to be facing it. You know what, though? Don't worry. So I got some guys that are going to tutor me, basically.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to get freaking good at this game. I'm not going to just let this kid beat me.
Because the thing is with the $1 million challenge, where obviously you can get through to the final and at WrestleMania weekend next year, they will play you for $1 million.
Yes.
I was worried that you'd be so good at the game that you'd actually, you know, you'd actually ruin someone's life. They might need that money for like life-saving surgery.
Listen, I'm still going to try to ruin their life.
Right.
I'm still going to try
You've got like but 6 months to get trained.
But if they get through this tower, which I heard is very, very difficult, and like I heard the programmers, like only ones actually got through the tower. The guys who made the game.
Right.
That's how hard it is.
You've got to be good.
So, man, yeah, you got to be good. It's, and if they get through that, cut an amazing promo. I have to, you know, face them in this game. They're probably going to be ridiculously awesome.
So you're saying whoever gets through to the final, you're not throwing that match. You're playing it as competitive as your matches.
No, if I can pull a chair out and start swinging it on the game, not for real.
Wow.
I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna do anything and everything. You know, as long as the ref doesn't see it, you know, it's
we've got heel AJ on 2K19.
Yeah,
we've got this factions thing that we've been learning about today. The factions, you can join factions, and you've got challenges and things, and you get rewards for doing factions.
What?
If you could put together your faction in the game, is it a stupid question?
It's a very stupid question.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that's people know about the club.
Yeah, of course.
And the only thing that we need to do and could do is add Finn Balor to the club, and we're golden. It's done. We've never had Finn Balor, AJ Styles on the same team.
Not yet. Could happen very, very soon.
Yep.
We've got NXT UK, which we're really excited about in the UK. Have you had time to check out any of the guys that are involved in that?
I haven't, but I do know some of the UK guys, so I'd assume they're in there, and I think that's amazing. I think it's about time that, you know, we kind of started off with the UK Championship, and now we're really actually going to build on. We're going to do something with it. You know, I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. Obviously, Pete Dunne is the current UK champion.
Right.
Have you encountered Pete?
I've seen Pete, yeah.
On the indies, Pete Dunne wouldn't have been around then, I don't think. He was just probably starting out.
What is he? How old is he?
24.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Freaking jerk. I just realized how much I don't like Pete now.
Okay. Well,
based on the fact that he's so young.
All right. So, purely based on that, WrestleMania in the next couple of years... Please, can we have AJ Styles versus Pete Dunne?
Do you know how old I'm going to be in a couple of years?
Right.
When you say a couple years...
6 months' time. Fine.
Oh, 6 months.
We'll do it in 6 months if a couple of years is too far down that line.
Hey, I'm okay with that. Hey, feed me any of the UK guys.
Right.
They obviously know what they're doing and have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And those guys can go. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Open challenge to any of the NXT UK roster. AJ Styles is waiting for you.
There you go. You have it.
AJ, we're looking forward to playing you as you in the game. And one of us is going to look forward to playing against you where... You're not going to hold anything back.
Nope. He'll AJ Styles, just like he said.
Amazing. AJ, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
AJ Styles calling out basically the whole UK roster. I briefly thought when he kind of went, do you know how old I am? when you asked the two-year question, in my head I thought, is he about to tell you he's planning to retire in the next 12 months?
Scoop!
I really thought that's the direction
Screw
it was going.
Screw you, WWE.com.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't tell him that Tyler Bates only 21.
He's not. He's 20, isn't he?
20?
I think he's 19 when he won the title.
20, and he's headlining Wembley this weekend.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Mate, great interview.
But it's
wonderful stuff.
It's interesting to know that he's terrible at the game, but I do like the fact that in the game, AJ has no problem with being a heel.
I am absolutely all over trying that $1 million challenge, but I am not good enough at this game to win.
To explain it further, like he did say there that only one developer has actually completed it. So basically, there's a thing called towers, and it's just different challenges. So if you've ever played a game where there's a set scenario, so it might be a driving game, you've got to get to first in the next two laps, football game, you've got to score one goal to win or whatever. It's similar to that, except if you lose, you go back to the start.
Yeah.
And I don't exactly know how many there are, between 10 and 15, I think. You get to that stage, then you have to cut a promo on your phone, upload it, and then you go into like a tournament basis. Then they have a mini tournament at WrestleMania, and then the winner will play AJ Styles for that $1 million.
Now, were you clear then that you don't regain your health between the matches as well?
I don't think
that's
so.
That's the amazing thing. You do 50, however many matches it is in the ladder,
yeah,
but you don't regain your health between them.
I mean, it's
going to be a lot of Irish whips. It's going to be a lot of throwing guys out of the ring and doing some celebrations to get your bar up. It's going to be a lot of, like, based on previous matches where they've, you know, when you get the ones that you play on the career mode or the, where it's like, you've got to be two guys back to back and you're really thinking about preserving your health. No, that's
it's like the ultimate version of that, and it's designed to be really hard, and I think developers are really I don't want to use the term getting off, but the developers were so over the moon that they've created this beast, and it is really a challenge. there's something in the game now, and they've tried to recreate, you know, in real wrestling, as much as it's real, when someone's getting beaten around, you think they're going to lose, and they get that last burst of energy at the end and somehow snatch a win. They've brought a lot of that into this new game, and I can't remember what they've called
it. You've always had comeback as something in the 2K games.
They've really focused on this.
Great.
So I think you're just going to have to harbour that as much as you can at the right time to regenerate some health and move on.
I'm very aware of time, and we've got to preview progress.
Okay.
Are you up for holding Elias back until next week?
Mate, let's hold Elias back.
Let's hold Elias back till next week. You've had AJ Styles. You've had the WWE champion. You don't need more, AJ. You don't need more anything. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Forgot to mention, you can watch the video where...
Well, you can watch it on the TalkSport Facebook page, I'm told, although at the time of recording, it's not there.
But it will be.
At Pro Wrestle Show, there'll be some clips.
And the YouTube channel.
Are we making that happen? Yeah, man.
We've got to make it happen
Let's make it happen.
Let's finally make it happen and start cracking on with it. Right, let's talk progress. This weekend, Wembley Arena, the biggest British show for 3 decades. You know, normally 700 people in the Electric Ballroom. This time, thousands upon thousands of people. 4 titles, an 8-match card, the progress, the Atlas champion, the women's champion, and tag belts all on the line. I think we just work through it match by match and discuss.
The first thing to say, I think there's still some tickets left, probably not many. But if you are listening to this and it's not Sunday yet...
Well, what they've done is they've slowly opened up, because they just had the lower bowl open initially. They've slowly opened up extra sections as they've sold out.
Yeah.
So there are tickets available. It's going to be so worth it, because it's going to be one of the best nights of wrestling. It's also 4 till 8. So if you're travelling from outside of London, you can still get a train home. It's going to be magical.
I'm looking forward to it so much. I'm
so excited.
I don't know where to start. Well, I mean, we'll just work down the list, right?
I'm going to start off with the Progress Atlas Championship. Doug Williams, who took that nasty stinger on his shoulder when we saw him at the last chapter at Camden, when they were doing the match of Trent and Pete against Doug and Volta. But the fact is, Doug Williams, absolute British wrestling legend, going up against Trent Seven Williams. His career is essentially on the line.
I mean, everyone's thinking the same thing about this, right?
This is going to be the past. This is going to be Michael's Flair. This is going to be I love you, I'm sorry. This is going to be the moment that Doug Williams passes the torch. And
this is going to be Matt Hardy at Corpus Christi in a house show.
Yeah, very good. It feels so set up for that wouldn't it be a great reversal if they just didn't? If Doug just won.
And he retired in Sheffield later in the year.
Got his massive pop and just didn't actually. Like, went to Mania weekend next year and maybe retired there instead.
Yeah.
At Progress shows in, was Mania this week? Oh, New York. Or Brooklyn or wherever they're going to do the shows this year.
Jersey.
Yeah. Big fan of Trent Seven's, obviously, anyway. I loved the promo that he cut when he challenged him to the Atlas title and said, like, I'm not just going to be looking to... this isn't like one of these handshakes and respectful moments. I'm out here to beat you, absolutely.
Bab.
I mean, if Doug Williams retires, that alone is going to be a big enough moment to make this night worth going to see, because he is British wrestling, or at least was for a long period of time.
It will be very important. And I think that you just got to think, I mean, like, does he want to retire on the grandest? I can't say that's a trademark. At the biggest independent show for 30 years. And, like, you know, how long has he been doing it? Pretty much that time.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Reading legend, not Dave Kitson, who's in the room next to us, but Reading legend Doug Williams.
And Stoke City. And Portsmouth. I don't know. See, I'm really torn on this one, because, as you say, like, it would be a good swerve, because I think everyone, like I initially thought, thinks he'll lose, but maybe it'll be a swerve.
At the Thunder Bastard match, this is, of course, the big multi-man, eight-person tag match. If you've never seen a Thunder Bastard before, this is the first ever time they've done it with a tag. This is a cross between a Royal Rumble and a straight-up elimination match, because they introduce a new team every however many minutes. I think it's 2 or 3 minutes apart. And they've been doing this tournament over the past few months where gradually over time, every team has faced every team and they've gained points, and they come into the match in the order based on the points that they garnered over that time. Coming into the match to begin with will be the champions, Bandido and Flamita, who are... really, let's be honest, only champions because they were in America. They gave the belts to CCK. Kid Lykos got injured.
Shock.
Gresham got injured. You're like, who else can actually partner with him at this point?
We're going to have to pay two airfares to London.
Yeah, so, I mean, particularly Bandido is, we saw him in All In. He is one of the most exciting young talents in luchador wrestling, but just in wrestling in general in the world. And Flamita, those two making their, I know they'll have done a couple of shows before this with Fight Club Pro, etc., but their Progress debut in the UK as champions in first alongside Mills and Mayhew. It's just a great way to kick off this match.
I'm going to put it out there that Mills and Mayhew probably won't win that first battle.
No, I'm thinking not.
Loads. I didn't realise, by the way, that CCK, obviously because the two CCK fellas have been injured, are now called CC Camp.
CC Camp with Chris Brooks and Timmy Thatcher. They put on a great match at the last chapter, at chapter 77 or 76.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched the German tour stuff, but the German tour stuff is up on Demand Progress now on Pivot Share. So I might be going home and watching some of
calamari
that tonight and tomorrow.
Catch struggle.
Calamari catch camp.
Struggle. Translation.
My struggle. Yeah, good. Good. So the other team's in this. The 198, Flash Morgan Webster and Wild Boar Mike Hitchman, have kind of moved into a bit of a heel thing. I'm not sure it's completely come off, but...
it's certainly not the Welsh lineup that I'm looking forward to the most on that bill.
Oh, there we go.
Teaser.
Chris Brooks and Timothy Thatcher. Sexy Star, David Starr and Jack Sexsmith.
Love it.
We need to actually get David Starr in the studio soon, because we were meant to do it about 3 months ago and it never happened. Grizzled Young Veterans with James Drake and Zach Gibson, the former champions. The Anti-Fun Police with Chief Deputy Dunn and Los Federales Santos Jr. And Aussie Open, Carl Fletcher and Mark Davis, who are my...
I was going to say, I'm going
dark
between
horses.
Two different people. I know who I want to win and I know who I think will win. I think they'll win.
You think Aussie Open will win?
Yeah.
They've got so popular recently and they've got better and better and better. We saw Carl Fletcher, the way he was, the Aussie Arrow, how brilliant he was when New Japan came over. Mm. Mark Davis got right through to the... He won the thingy series, didn't he? He certainly got through to the final. Did he win it?
I think he beat Chris Ridgway.
Yeah, he did. He beat Chris Ridgway in the final. Yeah. So he's still owed a title shot as well.
Yeah.
They are just... I think they're set up. They're my,
see,
my
I think,
tips
they're
to win
in
it.
Second, and that's a bit tricky.
That's what you want, though. You want a Daniel Bryan underdog, a Rey Mysterio underdog, from the beginning, started from the bottom.
Better placed, and I think...
Already got my Wembley T-shirt, by the way. Came in the post the other day.
Get a life.
This week,
I
have
did
worn...
the same in New Orleans.
I've worn my Walter T-shirt already. I've worn my Progress 80s t-shirt already. Tomorrow will be my Progress with the Punching Through the Wall t-shirt, and then Sunday my Wembley t-shirt. All the Progress t-shirts in a week.
Get a life. So I think who I want to win, and I think they're very well positioned within that lineup, is Sexy Star.
It would be a great moment.
I think they should win.
Jack Sexsmith getting his first title in Progress.
Lovely.
Love David Starr. And he's shown real commitment
Jack
to
Sexsmith.
Wrestling in the uke.
He came on our very first show. He said, "Nah, I can't imagine ever being a heel." He did a show at the weekend where I think it was a bit of a like tongue in cheek. He was a heel.
Cite him.
Liar. But all
nobody,
the best this weekend.
Nobody lies on the Pro Wrestle Show ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for me calling it the Pro Wrestle Show instead of the Pro Wrestling Show. Up next, Mark Haskins against Matt Riddle. This is Matt Riddle's last independent date after being signed and already working in NXT. You know, with Will Ospreay and Zack Sabre Jr., both their bouts falling through for this event. It's WWE have kind of helped progress out quite a big way by gifting them the King of Bros, as it were. And when you put him up against Mark Haskins, who his match with Tyler Bate was the best singles match I've seen in independent wrestling for quite a while. And I think Haskins is on a real tear at the moment. I mean, the match you saw him have with Jay Lethal was cracking.
Yeah, great. He did really well.
So this could prove to be match surprise match of the night.
I think it could be really good. I think it's just going to be the best solid wrestling match, like, if I'm honest.
You've given a bit of time. Give him 20, 25 minutes, a good finish. Matt Riddle sent off into the night. Haskins also has shown he's willing to put guys over before, and you'd have thought that would be what happens here. But just incredible versatility, be really high tempo. I think this is going to be a barnstormer.
What's that? Keith Lee comes in, turns heel, smacks Matt Riddle about, and then they continue their feud in NXT.
Stop it.
Will's got a chubby.
Stop it.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Stop fantasy booking.
Won't happen, mate.
The grudge match.
Oh, this is just going to... I feel this could get disgusting.
Could get bad.
I was like, honestly, the cheese... Not the cheese grater. The pizza slicer.
It's really affected you. This is like broken you as a man. You sat there in your tracky bottom shorts, in a hoodie with your headphones over the hoodie, grabbing onto your nutsack while you're talking to me. You're like a broken man. You're a broken human being. What's wrong with you?
I don't need to see it. And I just think, like, a bit like Jeff Hardy at Hell in a Cell, one of them's going to go too far. Like, what's worse than a pizza cutter? Cheese grater?
What they do really well in progress, and what really great wrestling shows do is that they do what they do really well is they're really good at callbacks to previous matches. It reminds me of New Japan in this way, that they know how to develop the storyline from previous matches as well. I absolutely think this match ends with light tubes. That's the way this ends, because that's how, back when Paul Robinson put Jimmy Havoc out of progress for a full year after curb stomping him through light tubes, that was when he returned. He was a baby face. He was a crowd favourite. He didn't have that same edge that he had previously. And that's what Will Ospreay said he wanted when he got back. And you saw how hardcore that match was at the last progress. Robbo obviously getting the assist for the Will Ospreay win and turning his own self into, like, putting himself back out there, essentially. Cut that really intense promo afterwards. This could get really brutal.
And I think it will, because, you know, Jimmy Havoc doesn't mess around. And at the biggest show for 30 years, he ain't going to mess around.
No, this could get nasty.
Yeah.
Real nasty.
Honestly, if that pizza cutter comes out, hey, I'm running out of the arena.
Guess what we said was going to happen and did happen?
Would it be that Ginny faces Minnie McKenzie because they thought Tony Storm was injured, and then Tony Storm comes back and it's a triple threat?
That's exactly what's happening.
We fancy booked something and it happened, Will.
Fantasy booking. We did it. We finally... That's the show over now, guys. Thank you for listening. Ginny, we're never coming back again.
Ginny's the champion. Mm-hmm. And she's got her rhythm section with her, whatever they're called. Millie McKenzie...
So they got famous rhythm sections. Ginny and the Shadows.
Ginny and the Temptations. Ginny and the Wailers.
Ginny and the Four Tops.
So, Millie McKenzie, I think everyone wants to win. Do they?
I think people would like Tony Storm to win as well.
But Tony Storm's going to win the Mae Young Classic.
I don't think she will.
Well, Tony Storm's going to do well in the Mae Young Classic.
I think Io Shirai's going to win the Mae Young Classic.
Does she need to, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
100%.
They
need to put her on Evolution and let her win the Mae Young Classic in front of a big audience so people know how much of a badass she is.
All right, mate. I think that Tony Storm has been unfortunate, because I think she was probably going to win the NXT UK Women's Championship. Obviously, she didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
you know. So I feel bad for her. So maybe this would make up for it.
We know that triple threats can be somewhat of a cluster muck, and you do feel like there's the right characters in here to make it work. Ginny bailing to the outside, the babies going after each other and having a bit of that going on, and Ginny coming back in and getting it works, but I'm never a huge triple threat person. When a group really make it work, it can be amazing. I have concern that with the length of this pay-per-view show, whatever it is already, this might not get the time it needs to be really, really good.
I feel like I want to see Millie McKenzie and Toni Storm go at it.
Yeah. I'd love, well, if one of them wins, there will be, then we get a rematch with them. But I think, for me, I think Ginny keeps the title in a heelish fashion.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
With her peeps helping her out. I kind of wonder.
Trey's match is left to go.
This could be where someone maybe interferes to help one of the others. To even up the sides.
In which one? The triple threat ladies?
Yeah. I don't know
triple
who.
Triple threat ladies.
I don't know. Maybe Dakota Kai might come over and help Toni Storm out because they're both Antipodean.
Are you suggesting that that could be where one of the surprises comes?
Possibly. I don't think Pete Dunne will come out and help Millie McKenzie.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Bruiser mates. Yeah. Eddie Dennis against Mark Andrews. I wasn't as hyped for this match after Eddie Dennis had been out for so long. And you know, obviously, we love Eddie on the show, and he was one of our favourite guests we've had on, and he's absolutely brilliant and a lovely, lovely man and so hardworking. But because Eddie was out for so long, they teased this angle and kept teasing and teasing it without it ever actually getting to get physical because of the injury. I actually went back and I watched the Thunder Bastard where he got surprise eliminated by TK Cooper just as he was waiting for Mark Andrews to come to the ring. That was the last possible opportunity for the two to go head to head. And I wasn't as invested as I had been 6 or 7 months earlier. And then just the last couple of appearances have really got me buying back into it. And when they announced there's going to be a TLC match with these two involved, this is, and not only a TLC match, it's a TLC match for a championship opportunity, which means that by the end of this show, you're going to have Zack Sabre Jr., Mark Davis, and whoever wins this match all have Money in the Bank style guaranteed title shots.
And if Taylor? Who's Taylor? Taylor? I'm thinking of the Foo Fighters. If Taylor Bate beats Volta, does he get an automatic rematch? Is that a thing in progress?
No, okay, forget so that.
That's
forget
not
that.
One, then. That's not the one. Fine. That is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much we need to say about this, just that the styles fit each other so well. The way that they have worked together in the past, the way that they cut promos together, everything works about this match and just promises something
special.
Who are
you picking as a winner?
I think Mark Andrews finally gets the win.
I think so too. I agree
with you. Also, Mark Andrews has never been Progress champion.
No.
Neither has Eddie Dennis, but Mark Andrews feels like he's come closer.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would like to see Mark Andrews win. I don't think Eddie Dennis needs to win to put on a good show.
Then we get Peter against Ilya Dragunov with the first match that they announced for this, the one that's been building up. Dragunov in WXW, an absolute star in his own right. We're going to get Christian Michael Jacoby coming out, being a great heel announcer. I can't suggest... I mean, Dragunov, the styles match each other perfectly. And Dragunov is exactly the sort of person who, if we're going to get somebody actually kick out of the bitter end, and somebody who's really going to match that intensity of Pete Dunne in the ring, this is going to be back and forth, hard-hitting, properly brutal, strong-style wrestling. But I can't see Pete not winning on home soil.
It would be a bold move to have him lose, unless they're going to angle for Pete to go over there. Play away, so to speak. Rekindle what England did when they beat Germany 5-1.
Do dat rubber match.
Yeah, could happen.
Could work.
Could happen. It's going to be a good match.
That would be the big shock of the night if that happened. But
you'd imagine Pete will win.
Everything can happen. Anything can happen at Progress Hello Wembley.
Let's face it, he's going to batter his manager as well, isn't he?
And finally, and we obviously heard from this man on the show, Volta, the current champion, the bigger, stronger man going up against the big, strong boy of Tyler Bate. There's not much more we can say about these two we haven't said previously, but Walter's ascendancy over the last 12 to 18 months, going to Battle of Los Angeles, winning that, winning the Progress World, the PWG title, being the Defiant Internet Champion, being the now Progress World Champion, having previously been the Atlas Champion. He's had the most ridiculous 18 months. He is the perfect person to headline this show, and it fits stylistically so well with Bate. The only thing I'd say is I can't see it being like a 25-minute, half-hour, really big, drawn-out thing. I think it'll be really hard-hitting, but actually like 12, 15 minutes. A bit like his title match when he won it off of the Kiwi Buzzsaw Travis Banks.
You've seen Tyler Bate. If you've seen his Instagram, you'll see that he's lifting some pretty heavy weights. And I mean, Tyler Bate does that all the time. If you've seen his thighs, there's the proof. All we know that's going to happen in this match is that Tyler Bate is going to get him up. And he is going to swing him around. I know.
That is worth the ticket price alone.
It's going to be really good. I don't think Tyler Bate will win.
Why?
I think Volta will win. But could we see... No, see, I don't know what Trav's like, what he's up to, like how fit he is right now. You know, could he...
Do you think we might see a little... He did tell us that he was trying to get fit in time for Wembley.
It's just we haven't mentioned him at all. Now, he could come into the Battle Royale in the beginning, on the pre-match or whatever you want to call it, pre-show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wonder whether he could get involved. I don't want him to. I just want to see these two slug it out. But I don't know. Setting something up going forward, perhaps.
Oh, exciting.
He lost the title to Walter.
Oh, I can't wait for Sunday! It's going to be so good.
Right, Will's going to explode. Are we going to find a Weatherspoons near? No, that's not. I don't think there is a Weatherspoons near Wembley Arena, no?
I've got to work that night after the show, so I can't go getting too drunk. I'll get a little drunk, but I can't go getting too drunk because I've got to go in and work Sunday night football that night. Ravens Steelers, also a great game.
It's just going to be even better hammers.
This is going to be one of the best Sundays ever.
Is it?
I can't wait.
Can we go for a brunch before it as well?
Yes.
Add to it.
A bottomless brunch.
You sober up in time for work.
If anyone wants to join us for a bottomless brunch at Pro Wrestle Show, we'll find one nearish Wembley.
A bottomless brunch, and we'll give it to us for free.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. As always, please. Feedback, particularly on iTunes, really helps us get at the chart. Let us know on Twitter what you want to hear from the show, guests you want to hear, ideas for the YouTube channel, anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. John,
Watch the AJ Styles video in the aforementioned places. That is Twitter at Pro Wrestle Show. You can watch it on the TalkSport Facebook page as well, I'm told. And you just, you know, be able to watch it on our YouTube channel, which should be up and running by then. But let's face it, probably won't.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you're going on Sunday, let us know. We'll have a beer together. This has been the Pro Wrestle Show. Pro Wrestling Show.
Get it right, Will!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.